This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I have two shotguns at home. It's a long story, but I'm not opposed to guns.
Let's see. This thing ain't loaded.
Whoosh. The bullet out of an AR-15 travels five times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun.
Watch that.
It's a machine gun.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What is at stake? It's not just about inflation and economics and gas prices. It is about the soul of our democracy.
All right, daytime Emmy.
What is wrong with demanding for an easy...
I continue to hope that people will...
They laugh alike.
They walk alike. At times they even talk alike.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number is 844-500-4242. We have sold out of the 110 Grill gift certificates. They went fast, as always, but it's a great place to check out if you want to have a good meal any place in, or most of New England anyway, in New York State as well. 844-500-4242. Boston City Council meeting turns chaotic in wake of sexual assault allegations against Arroyo. This is the guy, he's the city councilor, district city councilor from Hyde Park, and he's running for district attorney, and these old police reports have come out in the last few days. He's a defund the police guy. I guess now we have maybe a clue as to why he's so down on the police. They have all these reports about him, and he claims he never knew he was being investigated. It's an amazing thing. He hired a lawyer, but he never knew he was being investigated. I guess he needed help with his math in high school. You know, he was having a problem. I know I was having a problem with algebra a couple of years, but I never got a lawyer to work on it. I'm just looking at the tweets coming out of it. A scuffle has broken out in the hallway outside the chambers. This was after the chambers were cleared. One guy is being cuffed by the cops, more yelling. People are being physically restrained from going at one another by security and cops. This could be the first time in 30, 40 years that they've got a full complement of TV cameras at City Hall. It's like the good old days, the glory days. A trio of women are protesting in city council offices. They are yelling, "Disbar Arroyo." Well, I think you'll get your wish to a degree, at least a suspension for forgetting that he had been in the subject of an investigation. So anyway, we'll have more on that as the afternoon goes on. 844-500-4242. I saw this cut yesterday, and I didn't want to play it because I didn't know. I thought it was BS because whenever Biden talks about anything, you can pretty much assume that he doesn't know what he's talking about. But in the case of weapons, that is particularly true. And so he made another amazing comment yesterday when he was in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Cut number 19.
The bullet out of an AR-15 travels five times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun. Five times is lighter and can pierce Kevlar.
That's particularly deadly to a bear deer, as he said. Or was it a deer bear? But anyway,
my dad used to love to hunt in the Poconos when we lived in Scranton. How many deer or bear wearing Kevlar vests?
You tell me. I've never been hunting in the Poconos. How many deer bear were wearing Kevlar vests? And you know what was even weirder? I heard that yesterday, and I didn't see it until last night on social media. He's wandering away from the podium with a hand mic with his back turned to the cameras. He's just like mumbling. I don't know who he's talking to about these deer bear in the Kevlar vests. But anyway, now we have a fact check on whether the bullet out of an AR-15 travels five times as rapidly as a bullet shot out of any other gun. Actually, just in June of this year, Field & Stream did an in-depth look at the five fastest rifle cartridges. And guess what? The two AR-15 rounds didn't make the cut. Didn't make the cut. They're about two-thirds slower than some of the stuff from a 220 Swift, and it's just ridiculous. But this isn't the first time. He's also claimed that the AR-15 just rips the body apart, as if any bullet is going to do you a lot of good, right? Biden made another statement about a specific gun earlier this year when on May 30th, he suggested that a 9mm bullet will blow the lung out of the body. Think about that. I mean, a lung is a big thing. I mean, one bullet is going to, what is it going to, does it have to hit you from the rear? Or can it hit you from the front to blow it out your body?
And they showed me an x-ray. He said a 22 caliber bullet.
22 caliber.
And we can probably get it out.
22 caliber. That's what I was shooting down at Cape Gunworks the other day, Taylor. I know I'm not a manly man. I just like the light stuff, But I think it would really have a hard time. Jimmy Kelly, the instructor, was telling me, he said, a 22 will put will really ruin your day. But I don't think it would blow the lung out of your body. It might kill you, but I don't think it would blow the lung out. But hey, I'm not Joe Biden. And as we all know, Joe Biden is really good. Cut 15.
I have two shotguns at home. It's a long story, but I not oppose the guns.
He knows how to
oppose. But I support the Second Amendment, and I support the Second Amendment. But the Second Amendment.
Second Amendment. Second Amendment.
I have two shotguns at home. It's a long story, but I know how to foes the guns.
I know how to foes a gun. A lot of us can foes a gun. All right. California will suffer an energy shortage and flex alerts, whatever those are, through Labor Day due to high temperatures. Residents will be asked to conserve electricity during afternoons and evenings, which means refraining from charging electric vehicles, among other uses. Okay, this is from the Sacramento Bee yesterday. Residents will be asked to turn their thermostats up to 78 degrees or higher. Avoid using dishwashers. Well, that'll be very convenient for restaurants. Or other large appliances, refrigerators, stoves. What refrigerators are you not supposed to use? And hold off on charging their electric vehicles all during the 4 to 9 p.m. time frame. 4 to 9 p.m. The warnings come just days after the state finalized regulations to ban gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035 as part of Governor Gavin Newsom's effort to shift the entire passenger fleet to electric vehicles, ostensibly to help fight climate change. Already, Newsom and state legislators are scrambling to save the state's last remaining active nuclear power plant. Maybe they should have thought about saving the nuclear power plant and building some new ones, for that matter, before they pass this idiotic law. Moving to an all-electric vehicle fleet by 2035 would require the California energy grid to expand its capacity by 30%, the San Francisco Chronicle notes, a goal that officials say is feasible within 10 years. When they won't be in office, the vast majority of them, right? That's the way it's going to work. Here's some good news. Gibson's Bakery, Gibson's Bakery, it's where the students from Oberlin College came in, and they claimed that they were treated racially, and than the black students who claimed that they were victims of racist taunts, then pleaded guilty to shoplifting. And they tried to, the school basically through its administrators tried to shut the bakery down. It's been open for 100 years. The Ohio Supreme Court just refused to accept jurisdiction over Oberlin College's appeal. A 4-3 decision. That means the Gibson family that owns the bakery, they can now collect approximately $36 million from. Good. So, of course, Oberlin is going to try to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is not going to work. It's not going to go anywhere. But, you know, that's the bad news, that they're going to have to wait. The good news is that the clock is ticking. The meter is running. You know what the interest is on $36 million? It's $5,000 a day. $5,000 a day. Oberlin College is refusing to comment on their loss. You know what? I hope they go out of business. You know? I hope they have to fold. I hope they have to sell it. I hope they can convert some of the dorms into, you know, like cinnamon roll buildings and pie buildings and croissant dorms. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. For this week only, Balance 7 is offering my listeners a free bottle of their My Smooth Skin Spray with any Balance 7 order. This is Balance 7. I keep a bottle around. I'm going to have a bit of it right as soon as I finish this spot. If you appreciate Balance 7, you are going to love My Smooth Skin. It has helped people with dry skin for years. All you do is spray it on and you will feel the difference. As for Balance 7, I'm getting ready to head back to America, also known as Florida, and I've just placed an order for a full case to be delivered to my place down there. That's how much I like the product, and by the way, I pay for it. Always have, even when they're not on the air with me. I'm telling you, when you are feeling worn out and depleted is when Balance 7 really comes in handy. Stop procrastinating and get Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy throughout the day. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks just loaded with caffeine, because you know what happens. You just crash later in the day. Balance 7 dilutes the acid that has built up in your body over the years from eating acidic foods. When that acid is neutralized, your immune system is functioning as if you were 20 years old again. Balance 7 drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods, so you feel better and sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com and use code word Howie, and for this week only, you will get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin with your order. You can also call 800-793-9039, and don't forget code Howie. Do your body a favor, order now. Thank you to all my loyal listeners that continue to buy Balance 7. I'm Howie Carr.
You've got it. From what I've heard here, yeah, you've got it. And you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it. You could. It's always going to be there.
He's Howie Carr.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza dream sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Republican does Maura Healey want to run against more in the general election, Jeff Deal or Chris Doty?
I think she wants to run against Jeff Deal.
77% say Jeff Deal.
Again, Jeff, the phone line, you know who to call. Mr. Carr, the trash man, Coos. If you want to be on a debate with your opponent, Chris Doty. Yeah, the door is always open until the end of the week. So give us a call, and we still want to set up the debate. Chris has accepted our invitation. You've turned it down as you have, what, 10 other debates? And that's the way it is. All right. Now it's time for our fan mail. It's a little late in the week for Hate Mail Monday, but now it's time for Hate Mail Monday on a Wednesday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Yes, and Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. With over 35 locations in the Northeast, you are sure to find a location near you. They have a huge gluten-free menu, too, so if you're watching your waistline or you have allergies, they have you covered. To find a location, go to 110grill.com. I want to start with an exchange I found on Twitter between two people. The first person wrote, "I'm listening to two gross boomer Trumpers in front of me at the bank about how they're taking back their country in November. It was insane. This lady is so adamant that something is happening in November.
There's something happening here."
Another person wrote,
"What it is ain't exactly clear."
Another person writes back, "Yeah, they're listening to Howie Carr all day, and then they don't know how senile they sound to everyone. Just loudmouths who lack the ability to differentiate fact from fiction or function in society."
This is someone who lives on Twitter.
Anyone
is telling anyone else how to function in society.
This is my favorite part. "Anyone born in the 50s at this point has been corrupted beyond repair."
What about the 40s like Joe Biden?
Okay, let's play. Howie, you're always giving beautiful people a hard time, whether it be John Kerry or Barack Obama or any of the beautiful people. Some people think you fall into that category. This is cut one.
"Howie must have turned into a beautiful person. He takes slides on Friday. Now he's taking slides on Monday."
I never get to take a day off. Is that it? I mean, that was the first Monday I've been off in a long time.
Yeah, and coincidentally, when you were off, that doesn't mean the hate mail stopped because Taylor filled in for you, and that brings us to cut five.
"Oh, great. You left us with Tucker Taylor again. Here are the highlights.
I enjoy the Olive Garden. When the wind didn't shine. When the wind didn't shine. I'm not going to copyright that. That's in the public domain now. That's my own gift to society."
Yeah.
But again, as the kids say, mad props, no cap, getting jiggy. Once again, the 9 scariest words in the English language. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
"That's 14 words. Where did you learn to count, Deerfield?"
Why did Deerfield have to be brought into it there at the last moment?
Howie's face.
I didn't even understand most of that, what was being said.
Well, it's all cut up. It's all segmented and taken
out
of context.
He was taken out of context.
Is that not who you are, Taylor?
Let's also play cut four, please.
"Going through the Sunday article. Phonies and frauds that cross the bridge seasonally. Your picture came up. Who would have figured?"
Howie, I also received
a
little bit of...
Well, you won't have me to kick around much any longer. I'll be gone on Labor Day right around dusk, and I won't be back. Well, I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Will you be taking a slide?
I'll be taking a slide on Monday, I guess, probably. No, I won't be taking a slide on Monday.
No, we have a live remote, sir.
We have a live remote on Monday, and I won't be taking a slide because that's the night that we do the candidate call-ins before the primary. Everybody gets 1 minute. It will be at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis, formerly Bud's Country Lounge, and I'm going to be trying to conjure up the shade of Ted Kennedy.
And you
with the Magic 8 Ball.
You can make a reservation as well. It's important to make a reservation.
And you can also get gift certificates, $50 gift certificates for $25 to Gannon's. I can't guarantee that they'll be there by the end of the week, but you can order them at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store.
Howie, sometimes you disparage electric cars, and
yes,
one of
I
our...
do often. I was just doing it right in the previous segment.
Perfect. This is so timely. This is cut three.
"Keep railing against electric cars and keep railing against moving forward because you never have any ideas of your own worth listening to. All you do is get on the air and on everybody all day long. Oh, this is stupid. This is a stupid idea. Stupid, stupid, stupid."
Electric cars are a stupid I did. I stand by that.
Howie, one last thing. Lori on Twitter says, I found Howie Carr's show on the radio, and I thought I was listening to a group of young teenagers making fun of each other. Unbelievably childish behavior.
Childish? Young? And I was born in the 50s.
You're hip.
I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. D.C., New York City say migrant buses are strangling city services. What do you think they're doing? What do you think they're doing in Texas, in Arizona, in New Mexico, in California, but especially Texas and Arizona? I mean, it's just destroying these places. And here's Manuel Castro. He's the New York City Immigration Commissioner talking about Governor Abbott of Texas. Cut 12.
Fortunately, what we actually have here is a right-wing political extremist crisis. Unfortunately, Governor Abbott is fomenting anti-immigrant and anti-Latino hate, which impacts all of us, whether we arrived here today or decades ago, which is why we're responding this strongly to what Governor Abbott and others are doing.
So it's right-wing political hate. So how come all of these heavily Hispanic areas in the Rio Grande Valley are suddenly going Republican for the first time in 80 or 100 years? I mean, I guess are they overcome with right-wing, anti-immigrant, anti-Latino hate? Or maybe they're just opposed to crime and welfare dependency. Could it be Joe Biden's fault at all? Is it possible that Joe Biden had something to do with this? 844-500-4242. And I want to read it. I want to talk about this story, and it's not going to get much play because it reflects badly on Brandon, Joe Biden. So it's going to get a pass. It's like everything else, or like many other things, like crime, homelessness, the crisis at the border. You know, they don't want to report anything that makes Joe Biden look bad. And one of the things that's making Joe Biden look bad, this is a headline from the New York Times: U.S. life expectancy falls again in historic setback. Historic is the word. The average life expectancy of Americans fell precipitously in 2020 and 2021, the sharpest two-year decline in nearly 100 years, and a stark reminder of the toll exacted on the nation by the continuing coronavirus pandemic. I would describe it as a panic. And then I'm gonna have to fact check this. While the pandemic has driven most of the decline in life expectancy, a rise in accidental deaths and drug overdoses also contributed, as did the deaths from heart disease, chronic liver disease, and cirrhosis, the new report found. How about all the deaths from, what do they call, in Canada they call it unexplained causes. Which is just, if you know you're not a drug addict, you're a kid, or you say under 40, let's put it that way, you're under 40 or you're under 50, you don't drink to excess, so you don't have cirrhosis of the liver, you're not fat, so you don't have diabetes or heart problems, but you get the shot and then just one day, boom, you keel over, like all those doctors in Canada. How many physicians have died in Canada? I think it's 7 in Toronto. I know it's a big city, but 7 doctors in their 30s or 40s just have died in the last couple of months. And not in automobile accidents or hunting accidents. I mean, these are just keeling over and dying. I mean, does that have something to do? I don't think they want to talk about that though. Because again, I mean, they told everybody to take these shots. And now they just want to slowly walk it back. You know, Dr. Birx is tiptoed out the door. Fauci is doing the same with his little Fauci dolls and bobbleheads and his votive candles, whatever you pronounce it. You know, and they all want to escape. Like, they nothing to see here, folks. Never mind. They don't want to take any responsibility for what they did. So then Native Americans and Alaska Natives have fared particularly badly during the last couple of years. Average life expectancies in these populations is now lower than that of every country in the Americas except Haiti, which is astounding. It is astounding. White Americans down from 76.4 years average life expectancy in 2021. That's down from 77.4. So they lost a year. White Americans lost a year last year. American women now expect to live 79.1 years, almost 6 years longer than men, whose life expectancy it was 73.2 last year. So I want to ask you, you know, have you noticed more people dying at younger ages since all this happened? I mean, I can think of people that I remember a guy I knew was a doctor in Texas. He was the father of one of the guy's boyfriend at the time of my daughter, and they shut down his practice, you know, because it was deemed to be elective surgery. And he just died. I mean, he was in his 50s. He was a little overweight, but not particularly. And I think there's been a lot of that kind of thing going on. And people have been driving faster. I think the number of deaths on highways has gone way up in the last couple of years. And again, as I mentioned earlier, and I think maybe with Grace or with somebody, I can't remember, maybe in this show, I was talking with somebody today, and he said he thought the worst thing about the COVID epidemic was that people have just lost the work ethic. They don't want to. Nobody wants to work. They've just gotten used to not doing anything. And I always used to see that at the State House and City Hall. You know, people would get those hack jobs. Not all the jobs, but some of the jobs were hack jobs. And once they had it for a few years, they just couldn't do anything else. They couldn't go out and bust their hump, basically. Now you've told tens of millions of people that they didn't have to bust their hump for, like, I mean, it's like being on a drug. It's harder to quit not working, I think, than it is to quit smoking. Or gambling, or, you know, a lot of the vices. It's a vice not working, and these people can't beat it. And Joe Biden wants to keep him on the drug because he thinks the more you're on the welfare drug, the more likely you are to vote Democrat. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
It seems that these leaders that are in power right now, and they are such poor quality. Joe Biden, Janet Mills up here in Maine, they all have to go. We need people. We need good people to take over and get our country going again. They were upset with Donald Trump and Paul LePage because they were outsiders. When Paul LePage ran our state, he got it from the red and put it into the black. Donald Trump was our president, and best economy we've ever had. Gas prices were low. The southern border was blocked off.
I know.
And our economy was doing wonderful. Yep. They don't want that. These people should be penalized. I want to see action.
No, I agree. You know, this whole pandemic was handled terribly, and that's what opened the way for Joe Biden to just destroy the entire fabric of society, and now they're trying to punish people for speaking out against it. I mean, not just in the U.S. either. I mean, I got a story here from London, 5 UK protesters who intimidated a BBC journalist. Journalist were sentenced. The judge stated that the anti-lockdown activists used, quote, abusive words and threatening behavior, reported the Independent. Boy, those Boston City Hall crowd today, they're lucky they weren't in the UK, in Westminster, the seat of government. They could be looking at jail time instead of just a, you know, happy hour over at the Bell in Hand. Not that we have happy hour anymore, but, you know, they were just allowed to walk away. So these people were arrested in June of 2021 after protesting the government's extension of another 4-week lockdown in response to COVID-19. And remember, this is when Boris Johnson, the prime minister, was having all the parties. You know, he was shutting everybody down and telling people they were arresting people for walking their dogs outside in the park. And then they were just going to 10 Downing Street and boozing it up all night long. It was a real good look. I don't even think they let Queen Elizabeth go to her to Prince Philip's funeral. That's how bad it was. And so these people were complaining about that. And the activists in the footage, this is from The Blaze, intimidated this guy Nick Watt by calling him a traitor and banging on a metal baking sheet with a spoon. And one was sentenced to 12 months of mandatory community orders, 200 hours of unpaid work. One got a 12-month community order. I guess that means just, working at some shelter or something. At 20 hours of rehabilitation. What the hell is rehabilitation? This is what they've gotten into. And there's a lot more police state actions taken. And that includes firing people, too. How many thousands upon thousands of people did they fire for all this? You know, and, you know, some people, they lose their jobs and then they just get into trouble. They just fade away, or they don't have to drink themselves to death or drug themselves to death. They just lose interest in life. And then other people, they get fired for no reason. They like their jobs and they're lost too. And this happened to tens of millions of people. 844-500-4242, 508. The number one killer of men 18 to 50 is now drug overdoses, then COVID vax. They don't want to say that it's COVID vaccines, obviously. That's why they say unexpected deaths. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Howie. Did you see a recent Tucker Carlson show where he was he had Alex Berenson on there talking about all the data coming in from all these countries?
Yes.
Areas where a lot of people are vaccinated and a lot of them are like dropping dead, falling, you know, down, getting sicker. Vaccinated people are more likely to get sick than people who aren't.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing too, Dan, that more you can get these statistics from foreign countries. They don't seem to be as readily available in the US. I wonder why. Dan.
Yeah, did you also hear too, like for instance, Pfizer said, because they were doing some tests on, say, pregnant women, and they said, oh, then there was the numbers that they had, there was a large amount of like miscarriages or where they lost the baby.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, but we lost the data on these other women. So they have a bunch of women, pregnant women, that they can't even give you the data because they claim they lost the data.
Hmm. Kind of like they lost the text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. It's very convenient the way the government somehow loses the data. But, you know, if you don't pay $300 income taxes on $300, they, by God, they'll come after you with a hammer and tong. 617 says, two friends of mine from high school, 52 years old, have died in their sleep this year, both healthy, one a very fit coach. 978. I've noticed a healthy increase in people dying in their 50s and 60s. It's always the same thing. People say, strange, they were really healthy. They can't put two and two together. I've gotten to the point where whenever I read that, you know, some celeb or some athlete dies, you know, I don't just read the headline. I like to read into the story to see the circumstances. You know, they don't always say, because sometimes they do die of fentanyl overdoses. You know, that's possible. But a lot of times there are these quote unquote unexplained deaths.
And those I always go through their Twitter or Instagram feeds to see if they have a vaccination selfie.
Real and how often do they?
Most of the time.
Okay. We'll be right back. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'll tell you, I'm not getting any more shots. No more. No mas. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. This fall, HelloFresh has my back. They handle the meal prepping and the planning, and their pre-portioned ingredients make cooking easy and stress-free. My meals always taste deliciously fresh because their ingredients travel from the farm to my fridge in under 7 days, even faster than in the grocery store. Patrice sent me an email a couple of weeks ago about this. Our onion crunch chicken last night was definitely one of the good menu items we've gotten. Two chicken breasts brushed with honey Dijon salad dressing and then topped with a crust of crispy fried onions mixed with some shredded Monterey Jack, baked for 20 minutes. It could not have been easier, actually, and it was super good last night and tonight, reheated. Plus, no fancy ingredients to be sourced and then only using one spoon of, and then it goes into your cabinet forever. She loves HelloFresh, and you'll love HelloFresh, too. It's a beautiful product. It's delivered right to your door. Once a week, you have a choice of over 50 items. Just because summer's coming to an end doesn't mean the fun has to end, too. HelloFresh now has family-friendly baking kits featuring do-your-own sweets that the entire family can get into. Among them are peanut butter cup brownies and frosting. It's just great. It's a great product, HelloFresh. Check it out. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
954 says, class of 85, Marblehead. I guess that means Marblehead High. Been to 2 funerals and 1 other I didn't go to. Bruce from the Mets says, even though I'm overweight, I will never get poked. Never been tested, never been sick. Very, very rarely wore a muzzle. It's a good way to put it, Bruce. My high school friend in Arizona has a vaccinated daughter who's had bat flu for the 5th time. Hashtag sinister. 844-500-4242. By the way, 954 says, the Eden Pier has been so great. Hockey season has started. Driving several hours a day with my 12-year-old in his stinky hockey bag is so much easier to endure. Oh, that's a great, I'm going to send that to Eden Pier. Oh, and P.S., lots of family weddings taking place. We can smoke a big Bob Marley spleef in our hotel room. I don't want to get into that. There was another survey out today saying that more Americans now smoke marijuana than smoke cigarettes. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? 844-500-4242. How about people who smoke both? North Carolina, there was a lot of that going around. I think there's a lot of that going around every state. Let's see. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Howie, thanks for taking my call. Great show, as you know.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, what's going to be next, the kids? And the other thing I just wanted to mention, which kind of piggybacks on all this, we have to worry about our own health with this coronavirus, with this, you know, inoculation that they put a gun to our heads on, and they're trying to force our kids to get it, the younger
right.
ones. And the only other thing I would say is, with this dunderhead, look at what's back in the United States. We have things that were eradicated in this country.
Yeah.
I know it's not the same thing.
Polio.
Yellow fever was mentioned.
Polio is
polio,
one.
Polio, yeah. Yellow fever, tuberculosis.
Yep. Diphtheria.
They don't care about
leprosy.
That. Yes. Those yeah. things were gone.
Yeah. The third world That's is coming to care. A coming to a neighborhood near you. I mean, think about that. Polio. You know, there was a reason why they used to quarantine people at Ellis Island for 90 days or 6 months, however long it was. It was to make sure you didn't have a contagious disease. Now we just come, they come across. Unless you're a tennis player worth millions of dollars, in which case you will be stopped from crossing the border. I'm Howie Carr.